Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey North Point, I hope you're having a wonderful day. No matter where you're watching from, whether you're at home or work or on your mobile, we want you to know that you are not alone. You're part of a community that loves you, is praying for you, believes in you, and wants to walk with you every step of the way.
You know, Destiny, as a community, we have a mission. And at North Point, we like to say that mission together. And our mission is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. And you know, that mission is so important to it. It's the heartbeat of everything that we do. But then you have to ask yourself, if we're going to fulfill that mission, because that's a big mission.
It's a big mission.
To create a Christ-centered, culture-changing community.
Right.
How are we going to do that? Yeah. Well, you know, we have come up with 12 house habits here at North Point, and that's what we're doing right now as a community. We are going through these 12 house habits because we believe that these house habits, they serve as pillars.
Absolutely.
They serve as pillars for the mission. If the mission is the overarching thing that we are trying to accomplish and achieve here in this city, then we've got to have something that holds that up, right? We've got to have those
right.
pillars. And so we're talking about our house habits, and we started with our first four house habits, right?
Right?
And those are really talking about community.
Right.
They're talking about relationship.
Absolutely.
They're talking, we love big and we protect unity, right? That's what that's really about. And now we're kind of transitioning into the next section of four, that middle section of four. And these are really about transformation.
Absolutely. And the first transformation habit, our next house habit, is we lean in. And this is one of your favorite
I love it.
Habits, because we have to understand that transformation as a follower of Christ comes from discipleship. Transformation as a follower of Christ comes from discipleship. We can see this in Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. So then, my dear ones, just as you have always obeyed my instructions with enthusiasm, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation. That is, cultivate it, bring it to full effect, actively pursue spiritual maturity. With awe-inspired fear and trembling, using serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work. That is strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and ability to fulfill your purpose for His good pleasure. Mm. I don't think there's a more clear picture of discipleship.
True.
Choosing to follow Jesus and allowing His words to work into our foundation.
Absolutely.
And change us from the inside out.
You know, and I love that as it talks about becoming mature, as it talks about development. It says you got to work out your salvation. You know, salvation happens in a moment when we cry out to God, when we confess with our mouth and we believe in our heart. The scripture says that we are saved.
Yes.
We experience supernatural salvation in that moment. But the working out of that salvation is really what we call discipleship.
Absolutely.
That's what it looks like to really work out that salvation. What happened in a moment is carried out over a lifetime.
So good.
And we get to grow in this process. And that's why this is what we call discipleship here, is how we define it at North Point. We say that discipleship is our process to progress.
Absolutely.
Discipleship is very simple. Discipleship is that's a big spiritual word. It's not a word that we use a whole lot just in our normal English language, but it's just the process that we enter into that brings the progress in our life that God wants to see in our lives. So if we say that discipleship is our process to progress, when we talk about leaning in, we're talking about that leaning in is our posture to progress.
And you know, posture really matters, Phil.
Yeah.
It really matters the way that you hold yourself, especially as you get older, you find out that posture really, really matters. It can affect the way you feel. Doctors can tell us that that it can affect the way that you physically feel, the way even you emotionally feel. The way that you hold yourself and your posture can affect how you look. It can affect your health. It can affect what you can do. If you're not in the right posture, if you're not in the right position, then it's hard to do certain things. And it definitely can affect where you want to go.
Yeah.
But the truth is this, is that if you want to have progress in any area of your life, no matter what it is, you must lean in to that area of your life.
I mean, let's just think about that for just a moment, right? I mean, if we're talking about athletics, sports, if we're talking fitness, the only way to get fit is to lean into the fitness journey.
Absolutely.
If you want to grow your business, the only way to grow your business is to lean in to do what it takes to grow that business. If you're trying to create a new hobby, you got to lean into that. If you're trying to improve a relationship, a marriage, a relationship with a child or a co-worker, you've got to lean into that. Parenting,
absolutely.
Leaning into Christ is no different.
No.
If we want to be followers of Christ, then we have to lean in to Jesus. And we want to share with you today two things that you need to know about your lean. Okay, two things that you need to know about your lean. And the first is this, your lean determines your direction. Your lean determines your direction. You know, it just makes sense, right?
It does.
Whichever way you are leaning is the way you are going.
Right.
I was teaching Juju how to ride her bicycle, right? And we took the training wheels off and Juju's riding her bicycle and there I am, you know, running beside her. And every time, as long as I was holding on to that seat, man, she was doing just fine. But as soon as I let go of that seat, every single time, why? Because she was leaning one way and the lean determined the direction of that bicycle. What's the same in our lives?
Absolutely.
Your lean determines your direction.
Well, we even say it when it comes to our opinions and our decisions, right? Yeah. We say, which way are you leaning?
Mm.
You know, but what we're really saying is, which direction are you thinking about going?
Yeah, that's
really
good.
Intuitively know that the way that you lean is going to be ultimately the direction that you choose to go into. And so we know that Christ has called us to follow him.
Mm.
What's beautiful is that that was his first request all throughout the scriptures to his disciples. We can see it so many different places. Here are just a few of those scriptures. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus called out to them, talking about some of his disciples, and said, "Come follow me, and I will show you how to fish for men."
Yeah.
Follow me.
Yeah.
John 8:12 says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I'm the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you'll have the light that leads to life."
Isn't that interesting, right? Whenever you start following Jesus, you start leaning into the light.
Absolutely.
And when you lean into the light, you are leaning into life. But it all happened because we decide to follow Jesus.
Absolutely.
Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then Jesus says to the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower," anybody can follow.
Yeah.
He says, but this is what you have to do. You have to give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and you have to follow me. You have to lean into my direction. John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they choose to follow me." You see, following looks like leaning in. It is an active response to the invitation of Christ. And everyone has the invitation.
Yes.
Jesus says, if anyone, that anyone literally means anyone, anyone who wants to be my follower, the invitation is there. But if you are going to follow him, you have to begin to lean in to his direction.
If you want to go in a new direction, then you're going to have to lean in a new direction.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that that's what Jesus is telling us.
That's right.
Hey, look, if you want to follow me, you have to realize that it's going to be a direction that was different than the one you had before.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can just act like, oh, well, Jesus just comes alongside us in our life. Mm. And while it's true that he walks with us, he asks us to follow him.
Well, you know, Jesus said you have to give up your own way because you've been leaning into your own way. And Jesus says you've got to lean in a different way.
Right.
You've been following your opinions and following your desires and following your pleasures and following your way. Now you've got to lean into something different. And that's the essence of the journey of following Jesus. It begins with that symbol. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
That when Jesus called people to be his disciples, he started with such a simple, easy thing that just said, hey, just make a decision to follow. Just lean in my direction and let's see what happens.
Absolutely. And he tells us that his direction leads us to a new destination.
Yeah.
That it's a place of life and of light. And what we have to realize is that when we lean into our own understanding, when we follow the way that seems right to us, that it doesn't have the same destination, that it doesn't have the same ultimate arrival in light and in life. And I don't know about you, Philip, but I want to live in the light of Christ.
Yes.
I want to be moving towards that abundant life in every single area. So what does it look like to lean in?
What does it look like to lean in? You know, whenever I start thinking of lean in, I start thinking of athletics.
Absolutely.
Right? I start thinking.
Which is why we're in athletic group.
Exactly. Today. I mean, I just felt like leaning into this message, you just needed to, you know, have something to kind of look at, you know, like let the coach come out, like, right? Kind of let you lean in a little bit more. But I think of athletics, and here's what I say. There is a ready position.
Mm-hmm.
There is a position that you get in that you were in a lean. I remember my high school baseball coach, Rami Kujan, and he would teach us how to get ready. Every time, whenever you were playing out in the infield, every time that pitcher would throw the ball, we were leaning on our toes, and he would always say, if the batter misses the ball, you need to be falling forward because you're getting ready to getting ready to attack the ball.
Wow,
you're not sitting back on your heels waiting for the ball to come to you, but you are leaning in ready for that batter to hit. And if it doesn't happen, then you are literally falling forward because you're leaning. And in every sport, you're talking basketball, you're talking football, every sport, you have got to be leaning in. You cannot play sports on your heels.
No.
You can't be effective if you are leaning backwards. You've got to be able to lean in so you can act, so you can move, so you can respond, so you can react to whatever is going to happen. And I love what you say about walking. That you say that walking is organized falling. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just true. If you ever study walking, one of the hardest things for robotics creators to do is to create a robot that walks like a human because it really is just organized and controlled falling. And you like it that I say that because I fall a lot. Let's be really honest.
No, I just love the idea that it's falling forward. And if you don't get that other foot out there,
it's true though.
Boom.
We've all known what it was to think that there was one more step.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Our lean is set up for that next step. And there isn't a step. And instead we end up actually falling and we're going, what happened? And it's because our lean was not connected to what was really going on in front of us.
Yeah.
You have to lean in to walk. You have to lean in to be able to have that forward motion, that trajectory towards your ultimate goal.
You know, and I think it's interesting too, because this is kind of what we say, right? We say, you know, you're walking with Christ.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Right? That we're walking with Christ, that we are leaning, that it's that organized falling, as you say, right? That we are leaning, that we are walking with him, that we keep that lean in posture, because that's really what following Christ is.
Right.
It is the continual action of leaning in, of journeying and following after him.
Absolutely. And we've all seen what it looks like to lean out, right? Yeah. I mean, we all notice. It's the middle schooler who comes in from school and throws his backpack on the floor and, you know, lays on the couch and puts his feet up. And you're like, okay, you're not ready for it. Anything right now. Or it's the person at the business dinner. You can always tell the person who's leaning in and who is leaning out. Yeah, the person who's leaning out, they're not interested in what anybody has to say. They're kind of staring at a spot over the ceiling. They've leaned all the way back in their chair and just have their drink in their hand and are just kind of existing.
Yeah, so
they've decided to lean out. We've probably seen it in our own lives.
Yeah.
Anytime we are somewhere or anywhere we don't want to be, our posture changes.
So true.
But what's so funny, Philip, is that you don't walk over to that middle schooler and say, you need better posture.
Right. No. Right? That's right.
You don't say to your colleague at the work dinner, hey, I noticed your posture was off.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Or your spouse doesn't tell you at Disney World, like, you know, hey, let's get your posture together.
Right.
Instead, what do they say? They say, check your attitude.
That's right. Attitude.
Right?
Yeah.
Check your attitude. Because the second thing that we want you to know about leaning in is that your lean will reveal your attitude.
Absolutely. Your lean will always expose your attitude. And this is how we define attitude. We say that attitude is your settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. Your attitude, it is a way of thinking that you've settled into. It is a way of feeling that has become established. It has become routine. It has become your norm. And it is the way that you think or feel about someone. It can be yourself.
Yeah.
It can be God. It can be your spouse. It can be your boss. And it's also the way we think about something. That
Absolutely.
Can be your past, your present, your future. And so we have these attitudes. We have these ways that we have settled into in our life. And our attitude affects our lean.
Mm-hmm,
the
no
way
doubt.
That we think and feel about someone and something, it affects our lean. But also, our posture affects our attitude.
That's true.
You see, it works both ways. Your attitude is going to affect your lean, but your posture is also going to impact your attitude. You know, one of the best things that would just prove this to be true is whenever you decide, I'm just going to smile.
It's true.
It is so hard to decide you are just going to smile and then have a bad attitude.
Yeah.
You walk around smiling, then guess what? People start smiling back at you.
It's true.
And all of a sudden, you're smiling, they're smiling, and you had a bad attitude, but now because you changed your posture,
right.
It changes your attitude, and then it changes the way that you lean into that day. And you said it a little bit ago, you know, when you start talking about posture, man, I kind of set up straight.
Well,
when
no,
you,
me too.
You started talking about your posture, and I was like, but it's true. Whenever you set up, it's amazing what happens. You start feeling more in control and you start feeling better about yourself and about everything that's happening around you. And so we need to understand that while what is happening on the inside of us affects what is happening on the outside of us, we can also do some things on the outside to help the inside.
Absolutely. I mean, they teach this even in, you know, some of those self-empowerment seminars.
Yeah.
They call it power pose, where you put your hands up over your head like you're a champion, you know, kind of that Rocky thing.
Yeah.
Or you put your hands on your hips and you kind of look at the world and square your shoulders. And they say, hey, this is going to improve your attitude. This is going to improve your outlook. This is going to make you feel powerful. And it's so funny how sometimes we can discount that when it comes to our worship, when it comes
to
our prayer, when it comes to the way that we interact with God. We can come into worship and we don't care about our posture. And we're like, well, why is it important that I lift my hands? Well, it doesn't make you any holier, but I will tell you that there's been many times I've walked into worship.
Wow, it's so good.
And I have chosen to lift my hands, and it has changed my attitude about the entire service.
There's been
many times I've chosen to literally lean in while I'm listening to someone speak. And it's amazing how much more I get out of what they are trying to say to me. I have friends who they feel so strongly about praying on their knees. I don't pray on my knees, but I understand why they do.
Yeah.
It's because that is a posture that is helping them to get into the right attitude. attitude so that they can lean in, so that they can have that that posture for progress, so that they can connect with whatever it is that they are doing on a deeper level.
Absolutely. You know, so if we want to get different results, we've got to change our lean.
Absolutely.
If we want different results, we've got to change our lean. And so what that means is that we've got to rewire some of the ways that we think. We've got to rewire some of our responses so that we can have that different attitude. And that's ultimately what the Apostle Paul was really talking about in Romans chapter 12. It's one of our favorite verses here at North Point. We say this one a lot, but the Apostle Paul writes and he says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." We cannot just conform.
No.
We cannot just accept
no.
the pattern of thinking that the world offers us. No, instead, we have to change our life. We have to be transformed by renewing our mind. Another translation says, by changing the way that you think. So if you want to change your life, you have to change the way that you think. So Jesus asked, and I love this, as we're talking about transformation, it's really interesting that Jesus asked for a follow before he asked for transformation.
Right.
You've got to see the process. So many times we get so stuck on the, oh, I got to change my life. I got to change. I got to get rid of that. I got to add this. I got to do this. And Jesus said, no, just follow me.
Right.
Just start leaning in my direction. And when you start leaning in my direction, that lean will eventually lead to transformation.
Absolutely. You know, so many times we can get stuck because we don't see the whole path.
Yeah.
Because we don't know everything to do.
It's true.
So we're dealing with difficulties in our business or with our friendships, or we want to get closer to God. We don't really know what that means. We want to follow God. We don't really know what that means. And so we stop. We don't take that initial step. The lean in is the initial step.
It's
the initial step that puts you in that posture to be able to progress.
Yes.
And so I encourage you, if there's an area in your life where you're looking for change, if there's an area in your life where you want to see improvement, take the first steps of leaning in. And we can see this in marriage.
Yeah.
We're married and, you know, some of the people watching are married, some of them aren't, but in marriage, you can lean in rather than lean out by scheduling a date night, by really listening, by asking new questions. That is one of the most incredible ways to just begin to lean in, by joining a group. And these are just small steps that you can begin to do to begin changing your settled way of feeling and thinking about your marriage. And if we know that our lives are transformed by changing our thinking, then we want to put ourselves in a posture that will begin to allow us to change the way that we think.
Yeah, and it doesn't just work in, it doesn't just work in marriage. It also works on your job.
Absolutely.
Right? You can do some things. You can decide, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to dress for success. I'm going to start asking more questions on the job. I'm going to be doing more serving than complaining.
Oh, come on. That's
I can
big.
Begin to do some of these things on the job. Or in friendship, right? Make time for that lunch.
Yes.
Make time for that coffee. Text that friend. Things that we can do to do what? To begin to lean in, to get our life moving in a new direction. We have got to get in the posture of progress. So many times we overcomplicate it.
Yes.
So many times we make it more difficult. It just starts with that forward lean. And as we lean, guess what? We got to take a step.
Absolutely.
And then as we just keep leaning, we take another step. It's that organized
falling.
We are literally falling into a brand new life. We are falling into transformation. And we do it how? Just one step at a time.
You know, I love what you said about we overcomplicate it. I can remember once there was a father in our church who came to you and said, I don't know how to lead my family. I don't know how to, you know, be the spiritual leader of our home. I don't know what that looks like. And I love what you told him. You didn't say, okay, well, go get this manual and start doing these 50 things. You basically said, hey, change your lean. And you said, hey, before they go to bed, every night, start praying a 30-second prayer over your kids. And before you leave in the morning, pray a 30-second prayer over your wife. Just begin to lean in that direction. Lean in that direction of serving your family by praying for them. It's so important that we just take those initial steps.
You know, and so whenever we start talking about discipleship and our life looking like Jesus, right, that can be intimidating.
So intimidating.
Like, man, how is my life ever going to look like Jesus? I've got dysfunction over here and I've got struggles over there. How is that ever going to happen? Well, the way that it starts to happen is we lean. And as we lean in, as we've said, our lean is that posture of progress. As we lean in, as we lean into that posture of progress, what we're doing is we are encouraging the process to progress.
Oh, that's so good.
We are encouraging ourselves on our discipleship journey. And it happens one step at a time. You know, the way that you will look more like Jesus is the same way that somebody finishes a marathon.
Absolutely.
One step at a time. Nobody goes from the starting line to the finish line.
Right.
Nobody comes into the kingdom of God and just leaps all the way to the finish line. It doesn't happen that way. No, we have to go through the process, and it always begins with our lean.
Absolutely. And if we want to follow Jesus, it's going to cause us to have to lean differently. If we want to follow Jesus, it's going to cause us to have to lean differently. But that posture will begin to transform us from the inside out, just placing ourselves in that new position of being a disciple. You know, we begin to follow Jesus before the follow gets inside of us.
That's right.
It's just true. We take on the identity of being disciple before our lives look like we've been discipled. It's about getting that posture right. And so when we talk about transformation and how important that is as a value to our church, and we talk about this, these four house habits that really focus on transformation, it's so important that that first one be, let's lean in. We choose to lean in. We choose to put ourselves in a posture that allows us to progress.
You know, we're closing out all of our messages with an acrostic, our lead acrostic, right? And we said, hey, this is our year of application. This is the year where we are taking action. This is the year where we're putting some things into operation. This is our year of that sustained effort of seeing these things come to pass in our lives. And so we said, if we are going to do that, then we've got to lead ourselves well. We got to lead ourselves well on Monday and Tuesday, and we got to lead ourselves well through the moments of the week. We've got to lead ourselves well. Well, how are we going to lead ourselves well? We got to be learning, evaluating, applying, and then just doing it again. And so our learn for this week, this is our takeaway, is that leaning in is your posture to progress. Leaning in, it is your posture. It is your posture to the progress that you want to see. You know, I believe if you're watching right now, I believe you want to see progress. I believe you want to see growth. I believe you want to be different. I believe that is who you want to be. That's what you want to see. Well, if that is who you want to be, and if that is what you want to see, then you are going to have to make the decision today that says, you know what? I'm going to change my posture. Absolutely. I'm going to lean in.
Absolutely. And then the E is for evaluate. What area of life do you most need to lean into? What area of life do you most need to lean into? As we were talking, maybe an area of your life kind of jumped to the forefront. Maybe you're thinking, man, I lean into Christ, but I don't lean into, you know, my relationships. Or I lean into work, but I'm not really leaning into parenting, or I lean into everything that's personal. But when it comes to church, I just kind of show up and my posture has been very much, I lean out, I lean in. Think about it, evaluate it. What area of your life do you most need to lean into?
And then the application is simple. This week, when you feel yourself leaning out, physically change your posture. This week, whenever you feel yourself leaning out, if it's in a conversation with your spouse and you feel yourself leaning out, you feel yourself not again, you feel yourself, change your posture. Decide that you're going to sit up straight. You're going to give great eye contact. You're going to lean in, that you're going to listen. Just change that posture. If it's at work, if it's with another coworker, just decide you're going to change your posture. You're going to lean across that conference table. You're going to engage in a new way. And I promise you, if you will change your physical posture, what is on the inside of you will begin to lean in as well. Like we like to say, we don't feel our way into an action, but we act our way into a feeling. We want to lead with the lean, lead with the lean, and those emotions and those feelings will follow. And then obviously the D is always the same, and that is just do it again. Keep learning, keep evaluating, keep applying, and keep leaning in and just do it again.
Absolutely. You know, you may be watching this today, and you say, Destiny, I would love to lean into Christ, but I don't know Jesus. I want to, though. I want you to know the truth. What we as Christ followers believe is that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, was sent here on purpose to be a baby, not a king, but a baby, a simple child, and that he lived a perfect life, that he taught us how to love and how to think differently, that he healed people and he fed people and he cared for those who were most left out and most abandoned. He placed value on every single soul.
Yes.
But then he died an unfair death. But he wasn't murdered. No, he laid down his life willingly for you and for me. And as Christ followers, we believe that after he died, 3 days later, he was literally, physically raised from the dead, and that he brought with him all of the power that you would ever need to live a life of following him.
Yeah.
His invitation has been the same for 2,000 years. Come and follow me. Today, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. You can choose to take that first lean, that first step of organized falling, that first moment where you say, okay, Jesus, I'll follow you if you'll teach me every day what that means. Right where you are, I just encourage you to think for a moment. Do you know that Jesus? Are you following him? Or is your first step today just simply saying yes to his invitation? We want to pray for you right now. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in living rooms, in workplaces, in cars, all over. God, I pray that you would meet people exactly where they are. God, I thank you that your request for us to follow you has been the same since the very beginning. And so, Lord, together with my brothers and sisters who are choosing for the very first time to follow you, I say again, I want to follow you. I want to follow you every day of my life. God, empower all of our journeys. Allow us the strength to be able to take that first step to lean in to everything that you have called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking about We Lean In. We're talking about these transformational habits. And next week, we're going to continue the talk. We're going to be talking about We Lean In and some things that can cause us to lean out. Yeah. And that's not the direction we want to be moving. No. We want to be leaning in. So I hope to see you right back here next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.